And even a mashup of Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody and Chris Brown's Yo, Excuse Me, Miss. We're going to close off every show with a segment called Celebrity Covers, where I play a song by a more established artist covering another established artist's song. Like I said before, I'm super pumped to be here today. Thank you all in advance for listening, and let's jump right into our first artist. The first musician I'd like to play here today is a girl named Andy. She's 18, and she's from the Blue Mountains of Australia. We've actually been seeing a lot more musicians from Australia hitting the general U.S. pop scene lately. Iggy Azalea, Sia, Cody Simpson, Chet Faker, just to name a few. And I've been really down with it. I think that Australia is producing some really talented people. Anyway, Andy's YouTube handle is literally just her name, Andy, A-N-D-I-E, formerly I Want Altitude, and she has over 162,000 subscribers. She also has a Facebook page attached to her YouTube channel, as many of these new up-and-coming musicians do. To be completely honest, this girl is the reason why I was inspired to create this show. I think she is extremely talented, and I really think she's going to make it. She does interesting things with songs. She really changes them up and makes them her own. I actually discovered her from her cover of Riptide by Vance Joy, which, by the way, is probably one of my favorite songs ever. And hey, he's from Australia too. And she was just doing this really interesting picking technique on the guitar during the chorus of the song, and it made me click the subscribe button. I think I've been following her for about a year maybe now. I'm not sure. But I'll tell you what, she's only gotten better since I've been watching her. She plays a bunch of different instruments. Guitar, banjo, ukulele, but mostly guitar. It's funny, she has this sunflower petal design drawn in Sharpie along the guitar hole, like as if the hole in the middle of the guitar is the middle of the flower. And you can really tell how much this girl plays, because through the course of the videos I've been watching over the many months I've been watching her, you can see the area where her hand hits the guitar while strumming has caused the ink from the sunflower petal design to be completely rubbed off. And to me, that just shows how dedicated Andy is. She puts in the time to practice and get better, and in my opinion, she really has developed into an incredible artist. And you can also just see that from looking at her YouTube channel. She has a ton of videos from many years back, and she posts pretty often. I get the impression that she's really quirky, kind of indie. I follow her on Snapchat too, and all of her snaps are kind of bizarre and random and funny. Her videos have a real at-home feeling to them. She always films her covers just sitting on her bed playing, just her, her camera, and her mic. No fancy editing or anything. I think she uses one of those snowball mics and just her computer. Her sound is so soulful, so unique. I love it. I feel like she has such honest talent, and nowadays with auto-tune and everything, I feel like honest talent is really hard to come by. I feel like she's the epitome of raw talent, which is really what I'm striving for in this show. So many artists on YouTube nowadays use these really fancy mics, or they echo out their voice, or they make professional-looking music videos to go with their covers. And those are all super cool and really demonstrate the artist's professionalism and capabilities. But to me, it makes them sound more like a professional established artist as opposed to an up-and-coming artist. And I think there are definitely advantages to that. I think that it really helps people, the viewers, to really imagine or envision the artist as a professional musician. It helps people really imagine what the artist might sound like on the radio. And I think that's a really good thing to do, and I think that's the point of why these musicians do that. But to me, the kind of videos that Andy puts up, the kind of at-home, homemade, indie artist covers, those really are the best to showcase an artist's true, honest talent. Because sure, people sound amazing with a professional mic and a professional sound mixing and all that jazz, but I bet not all of those artists sound just as good stripped down like Andy does. She actually just released her own EP called Deciduous, super cool name, filled with all original songs. It's available on Bandcamp at andydoesthemusic, www.bandcamp.com. And you can find that link to it on her YouTube channel as well. She's made a few videos promoting it. She wrote all the songs herself. There's 5 songs. And I'm pretty sure she recorded, mixed, and edited them herself with her friend Oliver. Her YouTube About section says that she is totally independent and unsigned. You can listen to all the tracks for free online, but the entire EP is only $8, so you all should definitely go out and buy it and support an up-and-coming musician. Again, that link is andydoesthemusic.bandcamp.com. She had a Kickstarter page going before the EP was released to try to raise money to create the whole thing. And it was there I learned that she's currently a full-time college student, or uni, as they say in Australia. And she commutes 2 hours each way to school. And she also works 2 jobs on top of that. But somehow, she was able to create this EP, which just that alone is an accomplishment in itself. The songs are amazing. Her lyrics are soulful and interesting. I'm telling you, you gotta listen to it. I wish I could play one of her original songs today on Uncovered, but as you guys know, this show is about covers. So today, I'm going to be playing you Andy's cover of Take Me to Church by Hozier. Maybe some of you have probably already familiar with this song. Hozier's success has kind of skyrocketed in the U.S. within the past year. He's an Irish singer, and he's been playing music for years. He actually released Take Me to Church on his debut EP in 2013, and after the music video went viral on YouTube and Reddit due to its direct exposure of gay discrimination in Russia, he gained an international audience. The track could be heard playing across all radio stations in the Bay Area at the beginning of this year. It reached number 2 in the U.S. Billboard charts and was nominated for Song of the Year at the 57th Annual Grammy Awards this past February. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm not that familiar with Hozier's other songs, but I love Take Me to Church. I think it's super catchy, but at the same time so dark, with such a dark sound to it. The lyrics make a statement, and I think that we'll definitely be seeing a lot more from Hozier in the near future. I actually find it kind of surprising that such a dark rock song, such as Take Me to Church, hit the pop scene as heavily as it did, but hey, I'm not complaining. There are actually a lot of covers out there of Take Me to Church. I know Demi Lovato actually just covered it in the BBC Live Lounge just the other day. But I think Andy really did it justice. So, without further ado, here is Andy's cover of Take Me to Church by Hozier, here on Uncovered with DJ Soundwave. That's me on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
My love has got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. Should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's a last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. We were born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I worship like a dog. The shrine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins. You can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins. You can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life. If I'm a pagan of the good times, my love is the sunlight, to keep the goddess on my side. She demands a sacrifice, drain the whole sea, find something shiny, something meaty for the main course. That's a fine looking high horse. What you got in that stable? We've a lot of starving faithful. That looks healthy, that looks tasty. This is hungry work. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharp me your knife. Offer me that. Death is death. Good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life. No masters or kings, when the ritual begins, there is no sweeter innocence than our gentle sin. In the madness and soil of that sad earthly scene, only then I am human, only then I am clean. Amen, amen, amen. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins, you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that death is death. Good God, let me give you my life.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was Andy's cover of Take Me to Church by Hozier. Man, you guys, I love this girl. I think she is so good. The way that she transitions from those high falsetto notes back down to those lower notes is just amazing. I think she altered the chords also. I'm not quite sure about the technicalities of that, but it definitely sounded like a unique version of the song. Andy actually posted a vlog video on her channel a few months ago of her meeting Hozier at a special iHeartRadio concert gig in Sydney, which was super cool because it totally seemed like he had seen her cover and he mentioned something about the chords she had used. One of the reasons why I wanted to make a radio show about YouTube cover musicians is because we haven't heard of any of these musicians. And so hearing them cover a song we already know gives us an idea about what kind of artist they are, and we can really hear their unique sound. There's a familiarity there, and it makes it really easy to point out differences and intricacies in each artist's voice. I'm a huge fan of Andy's, and I really hope you guys enjoyed her cover. Once again, her YouTube handle is just her name, A-N-D-I-E, and she's also on Facebook. I would highly recommend you check her out. But now I think we're going to take a quick break. I'll be back with more Uncovered in just a few minutes. Remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Penguin Radio.
Can't resist, so jump by my side. Well, jump in. I wanna jump it with you. We jumpin'. Hope you like jumpin' too. We jumpin'. you like a jamming tune. I wanna jam it.
Welcome back to Uncovered. I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. If you're just tuning in, then man, you missed a totally awesome cover of Hozier's Take Me to Church by a girl named Andy from Australia. But that's okay, we have another artist coming up right now. The next musician that I want to play on the show is Danelle Sandoval. Like Danielle without the I, Danelle. Her YouTube handle is basically just her name, Danelle, D-A-N-E-L-L-E. And she also has a Facebook page with over 2,500 likes. I found her pretty recently on YouTube, and from what I can gather on her various social media, she's a singer-songwriter based in Los Angeles. She has a single called Puzzle, and a Christmas single, Let It Snow, out on iTunes, and apparently is working on an EP to be released soon. On Danelle's personal website, it says that she has been featured on RyanSeacrest.com, competing for Best Female Cover Song for Drake's Hold On, We're Going Home, and she has actually been on America's Got Talent, apparently, where she made it to the judges round. Which also reminds me, the new season of The Voice started last night. Yay! I'm a huge fan of singing competition shows, American Idol, The Voice. My parents have been watching American Idol since the very first season, so definitely check out the new season of The Voice to see all of the new amazing artists. It's on Monday nights. But back to Danelle. She also has an interest in acting and has appeared on TV shows and commercials, including Hannah Montana and 90210. Pretty good credentials. And she also models. This girl's on fire. She's gorgeous, though, so it makes sense. And hey, she's smart, too. She went to UC Berkeley and even gave a speech at her commencement ceremony. Her voice is really soft, easy, and unique, which really juxtaposes the hip-hop and rap songs she often chooses to cover. On her YouTube About section, it says, quote, most likely turning rap songs into love ballads, which is totally accurate from what I've seen. She plays the guitar, and it seems like she really plays a lot. Today, I'm going to be playing you Danelle's cover of Trap Queen by Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap is pretty new to the mainstream music scene. Trap Queen, which he released early last year, was his first single, but it didn't start to gain recognition until mid-November of last year. I think it's only really hit Bay Area radio stations pretty recently, definitely only within this year. It actually reached number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 charts back in May of 2015, and since its release, the song has become a platinum record and has over 80 million plays on SoundCloud. Pretty amazing, especially for a new up-and-coming artist. Fetty Wap's third single, My Way, which was released earlier this year, became his second top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot 100. I'm sure you guys have heard that one as well. It's all over the hip-hop and R&B radio stations right now in the Bay Area. This guy's a pretty new artist, but he's already gaining widespread popularity and appeal, as you can tell. He's actually kind of blowing up right now. During the week of July 26th to August 1st, 2015, Fetty Wap matched hip-hop superstars Eminem and Lil Wayne's Billboard marks. He became the first male rapper with 3 songs occupying the top 20 spots on the Billboard Hot 100 chart since Eminem did so in 2013. He also became the first male rapper in 4 years to have concurrent singles reach the top 10 of the same chart since Lil Wayne did so in 2011. With his 4th single, Again, Fetty Wap became the first act in the Hot Rap Songs chart's 26-year history to chart his first 4 entries in the top 10 simultaneously. No wonder he was named Artist to Watch at the 2015 MTV Video Music Awards just last month. Rumor has it that his self-titled debut album, Fetty Wap, is expected to be released in just a few days on September 25th. I'm not sure if you guys have ever seen Fetty Wap, like a picture of him or seen him on TV, But he totally has a glass eye. An interesting fact about him, I was going to say fun fact, but doesn't really seem appropriate here. He actually developed glaucoma in both eyes as a child, and doctors were unable to save his left eye, so that's why he has that glass eye. There are a ton of covers of Trap Queen on YouTube right now. There's this huge movement nowadays of singer-songwriter-y kind of people covering rap songs, and I love it so much. I feel like it stems from Ed Sheeran. I would definitely classify Ed Sheeran as more of a singer-songwriter, pop-y kind of artist, but recently he started doing these little rap bits in his songs, and it's so funny, but they sound so good. He's really good at it. So now I'm going to play you Danelle's slow and mellow cover of Trap Queen by Fetty Wap. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Said you're pretty as soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip and now she remixing for low. She my trap queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch our father bears go. We just set a goal, talking matching Lambos. Got 50, 60 grand, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love her when she worked the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bears go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never letting go. And I get high with my baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I get right with my baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby, yeah. And I get right with my baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I get right with my baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies. I hit the strip with my trap queen, cause all we know is bands. I might just snatch a Ferrari and buy my boo a limb. I might just snatch her a necklace, drop a couple on her ring. She ain't wanting for nothing because I got it. Everything is big. Too hot from the band, oh, it's an arrow. I can't go where me boys got the stamp. Though count up hella them bands, though how far can your bands go? Fetty Wap, I'm living 50,000 K, how I stand. Though if you check in and we'll profit some like. I get high with my baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I get right with my baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby, yeah. And I get right with my baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I get right with my baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies. I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Sit you pretty as soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low. She my trap queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch out for them bands go. We just set a goal, talking matching Lambos. Got 50, 60 grand, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love her when she worked that damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never let it go. I be smoking dope and you know backwards what I roll. Remy boy, Spetty eating shit up, that's for sure. I'll run in your house, then I'll
Thanks for tuning in. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was Danelle's cover of Trap Queen by Fetty Wap. I feel like Danelle has a super unique voice, and I love that she chooses to cover a lot of popular hip-hop and rap songs. That's not all she covers, though. She also covers any popular songs. Taylor Swift, Sam Smith, Lana Del Rey, among others. One of the things I really love about YouTube cover artists is that no performance is perfect. They mess up the words, they mess up the chords, they don't hit the note. It gives a really human quality to their music that I really enjoy. I think it's really refreshing to see, again, like I said earlier, honest talent. Some, you know, it's really honest and raw and totally, live, spur of the moment, anything can happen. I listened to a bunch of covers of Trap Queen on YouTube, and I really think hers is one of the best. So I really hope you guys enjoyed it. Once again, her YouTube handle is just her name, Danelle, D-A-N-E-L-L-E, like Danielle without the I. And she's also on Facebook. So definitely go check her out. Once again now, I think we're just going to take a quick break. I'll be back with more Uncovered in just a few minutes. I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
M'importe si tu m'aimes, car moi je mourrai aussi. Nous aurons pour nous l'éternité dans le bleu de toute l'immensité.
What's up, guys? It's DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered, live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks again for tuning in. If you missed the first two segments, I played covers of Hozier's Take Me to Church and Fetty Wap's Trap Queen. I'm pretty sure you'll be able to access my entire show online as a podcast. So if you're just tuning in right now and you wanted to check the previous covers out, feel free to do so. Just visit radio.dominican.edu and click on Uncovered. I'm sure it should be up by the end of the week. Next up, I'm going to play a mashup song. Yeah! Mashup covers have become super popular online lately. I don't know if you guys saw that video of the three French girls covering a medley of hit songs from this summer. They were really good. I love mashups. I think it's really cool how people can choose two completely different songs and they have a vision of how they'll go together. And I think it's amazing when it really works. This next artist is amazing. I feel like I say that about all of them, but I'm only putting people who I think are amazing on this show. He's a singer-songwriter named Alex Iono, kind of like I don't know, Iono. And his YouTube handle is just his name, Alex Iono, A-I-O-N-O. I think he's Polynesian or something. He's 19 years old, based in Los Angeles, and he's incredibly talented. He has over 16,000 likes on Facebook and 229,000 followers on Instagram, so I think it's safe to say that he has a pretty decent following. And that doesn't really surprise me because he's really good and he seems to have it all together. He has a personal website, alexiono.com. Again, that's Alex, A-I-O-N-O.com, which has this really cool logo. It's the letter A. And he even has his own merchandise that you can buy, which is always cool. On his website, it says that he has a manager and a booking agent, and he just finished up a national tour playing 47 shows throughout North America. He released a single, Doesn't Get Better, on iTunes in March, and its music video premiered on RyanSeacrest.com. Seems like Ryan Seacrest has a thing for these up-and-coming cover musicians. I had never knew about this before doing this show. His single was recently picked up and placed into heavy rotation on Sirius XM's 20 on 20 station, and the video, the music video to the song, two MTV hits. His personal website says that he plays guitar, piano, drums, bass, and ukulele. Now, more than ever, I feel like we are seeing these musicians who can play everything. On American Idol, if the person's not up there with the guitar, they already know how to play guitar and they just didn't choose to bring it. I think it's incredible. I think it's just promoting music. All these people can play all these different things. I think it's amazing. I love it. He and Alex actually just did a cover of Drake's Hotline Bling also, where he was doing some electronic sound mixing and creation, kind of like with a loop pedal, and that was super cool too. But that's another technical thing that a lot of people are picking up nowadays, making music online, especially with EDM tracks. People are able to create their own music nowadays. It's absolutely amazing. I really want to learn how to do that. I think it's so cool. The talent is just overflowing in today's up-and-coming musician world. Alex has also apparently collaborated with Grammy winners like Babyface, John Legend, and multi-platinum hit songwriter, executive, producer, Billy Mann. He actually has a few mashup song videos, and I think he's actually pretty good at this. I think it's kind of an art. I think that mashing songs together is totally an art. I don't think I could ever do that. So I think this kid, Alex Iono, is well on his way to making it big. He's super cute, seems really personable, and he has a really clear voice. And I love that. The cover I'm going to play for you today is a mashup of Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody and Chris Brown's Yo, Excuse Me, Miss. Two classics, each in their own way. Whitney Houston was an incredibly influential musician. As a matter of fact, in 2009, the Guinness Book of World Records cited her as the most awarded female act of all time. That's amazing. She is one of pop music's best-selling artists of all time, with an estimated 170 to 200 million records sold worldwide. She released six studio albums, one holiday album, and three movie soundtrack albums, all of which have diamond, multi-platinum, platinum, or gold certification. Houston's crossover appealed on the popular music charts. As well as her prominence on MTV, starting with her video for How Will I Know, influenced several other African-American women artists to follow in her footsteps, which is just so great. She was such an icon. She was just such an amazing artist. There's nobody like Whitney Houston. She is just one of the classic, amazing female artists of the past, century. Houston is the only artist to chart seven consecutive number one Billboard Hot 100 hits. She is the second artist behind Elton John and the only woman to have two number one Billboard 200 album awards on the Billboard Magazine year-end charts. Elton John, also amazing. Saw him at Outside Lands this past year, and I am incredibly grateful that I was able to see him. He is a total god. That was just a sidebar. Houston's 1985 debut album, Whitney Houston, became the best-selling debut album by a woman in history. Rolling Stone named it the best album of 1986 and ranked it number 254 on the magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. I totally own that book, The 500 Greatest Albums of All Time, and I know she's in it. Her second studio album, Whitney, in 1987, became the first album by a woman to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. Whitney Houston passed away in February of 2012. Incredibly sad story. She was found face down in her bathtub, and she was only 48. It was so sad. Everyone felt the weight of her death. It was just horrible. But, you know, the amazing thing about music is that it still lives on. People still cover Whitney Houston. People still sing her songs to audition on American Idol and The Voice. And she will go down as one of the greatest female artists of all time. Houston's single, I Want to Dance with Somebody, off of her second album, Whitney, was a massive hit worldwide, peaking at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart and topping the singles chart in many other countries, such as Australia, Germany, and the U.K. She actually won a Grammy for it, for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance in 1988 at the 30th Annual Grammy Awards. In the U.S., it became her fourth consecutive number one single and sold over 1 million copies, making it her biggest hit in that country at the time. It was eventually surpassed by her version of I Will Always Love You, completely famous. If you don't know it, then wow, where have you been? Great song. So Alex Iono mixed I Want to Dance with Somebody, one of her biggest hits, with Chris Brown's Yo, Excuse Me, Miss. Such an interesting combination, but you'll see, it's really cool how he does it. Chris Brown, he was discovered at the age of 13, and he released his self-titled debut album at the age of 16. He was 16. Yo, Excuse Me, Miss was his second single off of that album, and it became his second top 10 hit in the U.S., peaking at number 7 in February 2006. It's actually probably my favorite Chris Brown song, and I love Chris Brown, and that is my favorite Chris Brown song, his oldest song, arguably his oldest song in the book, and that is still my favorite Chris Brown song. His first album's lead single, Run It, made him the first male act since Montel Jordan in 1995 to have his debut single reach the summit of the Billboard Hot 100, which later remained there for 4 additional weeks. 3 of the other singles off of his debut album, Yo, Excuse Me, Miss, the song that Alex mixed, Gimme That and Say Goodbye, peaked within the top 20 at the same chart. That album has actually been certified 2 times platinum by the Record Industry Association of America. And just hearing all the names of all those songs reminds me of my middle school days when Run It was on at the dance and you were dancing with your friends. And you were like 13, or I was 13. His second studio album, Exclusive, was also a Billboard Hot 100 album. I actually saw Chris Brown live in concert on his Exclusive album tour. He was really an amazing singer, and he's actually an equally amazing dancer. He is a phenomenal dancer. He is amazing. However, since his whole debacle with Rihanna, you know, where he pled guilty to beating her, I really have lost a lot of respect for Chris Brown. He's still an incredible artist, but man, I can't handle that. That was horrible, horrible thing. I love Rihanna too, but that was a horrible thing. And I think that all of his other fans have really kind of feel the same way, because his record sales have not been the same since his debut albums, or his first 2 albums. And it's just such a shame, because he is really talented. And I mean, on top of that, I really think that there has been a change in his music from his earlier albums to his more current albums. I think that's the case with a lot of artists. They become a little bit more poppy and mainstream, which I wouldn't necessarily consider myself a very, you know, into very indie music, but I think that people's original albums, like the Black Eyed Peas, for instance, I just like them more. And Chris Brown is just not, you know, it's the same way. So now I'm going to play you Alex Iono's mashup cover of I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston and Yo, Excuse Me, Miss by Chris Brown. This is Uncovered with DJ Soundwave here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Strikes upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. I've done alright up till now. It's the light of day that shows me how. When the night falls, my loneliness calls. Oh, I wanna dance with somebody. I wanna feel the heat with somebody. Excuse me, miss, I saw you from across the room. And I gotta admit, you've got my attention. You're making me wanna say yeah. I know you're trying to leave, but excuse me, miss, I saved the last dance for you. How I love to keep you here with me, oh baby. I wanna be where you are. Ain't nothing wrong with dancing. Baby, so romantic. Baby, I could be in your heart. So many things I want to tell you. And I think that I should start by saying, yo, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat, yeah. Somebody who loves me. I know you're trying to leave, but excuse me, miss, I saved the last dance for you. How I love to keep you here with me, oh baby. Oh, I wanna dance with somebody. With somebody who loves.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Alex Iono's mashup cover of I Wanna Dance With Somebody by Whitney Houston and Yo, Excuse Me, Miss by Chris Brown. Isn't he amazing? I feel like that recording is just super awesome, too. His voice sounds so good. It's so clear, so powerful. He's kind of a force to be reckoned with, you know? He's really, really cute and really looks really like good, and he sounds so good. I think that this guy is destined for stardom, and I think he's well on his way to hitting the radio. You'll see hear him on the radio soon, I bet you. I hope you guys enjoyed that. We're going to go to a quick break now. Stay tuned for today's celebrity cover. I'll give you a hint. There's going to be a little Ed Sheeran. So stay tuned. This is Uncovered with DJ Soundwave here on Penguin Radio.
Don King, Claude King, Pee Wee King, the King. We'll be right back.
What's up, guys? It's DJ Soundwave again, and you're listening to Uncovered, live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks again for tuning in. If you missed the first two segments, then you should probably go check them out on the podcast. Later after the show's over, it'll probably be up later this week on radio.dominican.edu. Right about now, it's time for this week's celebrity cover. Like I said at the beginning of the show, we're going to close off each show with a segment where I play a song by a more established artist covering another established artist's songs. And like I told you just before the break, today it's Ed Sheeran. Soon you'll be hearing Ed Sheeran cover Christina Aguilera's song Dirty. And I'm saying it like that, dirty, because there are two R's in the title of that song. And I didn't know how else to get that across. Now let's just talk about Ed Sheeran here for a second. He's from England. You'd think that with that red hair that he'd be from Ireland, but he's not. And he's probably one of the biggest pop stars in the world right now. I just recently learned that in early 2011, he released an independent extended play called, or EP, called Number 5 Collaborations Project, which caught the attention of both Elton John and Jamie Foxx. I definitely did not know that. Seems like they were kind of instrumental in his success. He then signed to Asylum Records. His debut album, which is, it's a plus sign and it's read as plus, containing the singles The A-Team and Lego House, was certified 6 times platinum in the UK. In 2012, he won 2 Brit Awards for Best British Male Solo Artist and British Breakthrough Act. And in 2014, he was nominated for Best New Artist at the 56th Annual Grammy Awards. So just in 2014, he was a Best New Artist in the U.S. And now he's one of the, you know, who doesn't know his name? He's one of the most recognizable names in the world, I would argue. His popularity in the U.S. only began in about 2012. That's kind of when you first started to hear about him. He made a guest appearance on his now bestie Taylor Swift's 4th studio album, Red, and wrote songs for One Direction, which I didn't know at all. The A-Team was nominated for Song of the Year at the 2013 Grammy Awards, and he performed the song in duet with Elton John during the ceremony. I totally do not remember that. He spent most of 2013 touring North America as the opening act for Taylor Swift on her Red tour. His second studio album, which is, it's an X, it's read as Multiply, was released worldwide in June 2014, peaking at number 1 in both the UK and the US. In 2015, this album won the Brit Award for British Album of the Year and was nominated for Album of the Year at the 57th Annual Grammy Awards. As part of his Multiply World Tour, he played 3 sold-out concerts at London's Wembley Stadium in July 2015, which have been his biggest solo shows to date. Now, I'm going to be honest with you here, getting a little personal. I totally was not into Ed Sheeran when he first hit the U.S. scene. I kind of hated A-Team and Lego House. I'm sorry. I was not into him at all. I thought he was one of those, I don't even know. I did not like him. And it was only really when he came out with Multiply and the song Don't and Thinking Out Loud that I really started to realize how good he is and he was. I love Ed Sheeran now. I love him. He's one of my favorite artists, I swear. I would love to see him in concert. I think he actually came to the Greek Theater in Berkeley pretty recently. But I think I remember my mom saying that the tickets sold out almost immediately. Which is understandable because he's amazing and he's so popular right now. So I have Ed Sheeran covering Christina Aguilera. Get excited. Christina is a goddess, but Ed Sheeran is definitely rising up to god status right now. This cover was posted in BBC One's Live Lounge, which, if you haven't checked out, you definitely, 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 definitely should. BBC One has its own YouTube channel, and then they have a whole playlist called Live Lounge, which is basically what my celebrity covers are. They're established artists covering other established artists' songs, all live and acoustic. Sometimes artists will come in and just play a stripped-down version of one of their songs, but more often it is a cover of another artist's song. Super cool. I love it. I would bet that almost all of my celebrity covers come from the BBC Live Lounge's YouTube channel. So there's some really great people on that channel. Really great people covering really great songs and making really amazing music. They actually make albums of all the cover songs that they have in the Live Lounge. And my dad totally got two of the albums, and we listen to them all the time in the car. They're super good. But enough talking. Here's Ed Sheeran covering Christina Aguilera's Dirty here on Uncovered with DJ Soundwave live on Penguin Radio.
Some room coming through. Paid my dues, I'm in the mood. Me and my girls gonna shake the room. DJ spin it, show your hands. Let's get dirty, that's my jam. Need that, get me all sweating till my clothes come on. It's explosive, speakers are pumping. Still jumping, six in the morning. Table dances, glasses are crashing. No question, time for some action. Temperatures are about to erupt again. Girls, get your boys, gonna make some noise. Gonna get rowdy, gonna get a little unruly. Get a fight up in a hurry, I wanna get dirty. It's about time, but I came to stop the party. So we're tripping over my body, dancing, get it just a little naughty. I wanna get dirty, it's about time for my arrival. Bring me along, I'm throwing elbows, bring me along. Heat is up, ladies, fellas, drop your car. Body's packed, front to back. Now move your ass, I like that. Tight hip huggers, low for show. Stick a little something on the floor. Need that to get me off. Sweating till my clothes come off. Let's get open, cause a commotion. Still going, 8 in the morning. There's no stopping, we keep it popping. Hot rocking, everyone's smoking. Give all you got,
give it to me.
Just hit the spot and get my girls. Get your boys, gonna make some noise. Gonna get rowdy, gonna get a little unruly. Get a fight up in a hurry, I wanna get dirty. It's about time, but I came to stop the party. So we're tripping over my body. Dancing, getting just a little naughty. I wanna get dirty, it's about time for my arrival.
It's the one you've been waiting on. Get it up, get it up. Yeah, that's what's up. Baby, just what you love to the maximum. Uh-oh, here we go. When the music starts to drop, that's when we take it to the parking lot. And I bet you somebody's gonna call the cop. And uh-oh, here we go.
Damn, Dr. Jam like the summer show. I keep my car looking like a crash dummy drove. My gear look like the bank got the money froze. The dead presidents I pimp like Buddy Rose. Doctor one that'll cite your divas. If the media shine, I'm shining with both my sleeves up. Yo, Christina, better hop in here. My block live and in color like Rodman said. The club is packed, the bar is filled. I'm waiting for a sister to act like Lauryn Hill. And frankly, it's a wrap, no bargain deals. I drive a four-wheel ride with the foreign wheels to throw it up. And baby, it's Brick City, you heard of that? We blessed and hung low like Bunny Man. Dogs, we let him out, women let him in. It's like ODB, the way I'm gonna get rowdy. I'm gonna get a little unruly. Get it fired up in a hurry. I wanna get dirty. It's about time that I came to stop the party. Sweat dripping over my body. Dancing, get it just a little naughty. I wanna get dirty. It's about time for my arrival. Rowdy, gonna get a little unruly. Get it fired up in a hurry. I wanna get dirty. It's about time that I came to stop. Dancing, getting just a little naughty. Wanna get dirty. It's about time for my arrival.
What?
Welcome back, guys. It's DJ Soundwave here, and you've been listening to Uncovered on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. That was just Ed Sheeran covering Christina Aguilera's song Dirty. Is there anything he can't do? Seriously. He sings, plays the guitar, he raps, he's besties with Taylor Swift. Geez, I mean, he's on a roll here. Ed Sheeran is the man. I love this cover. I think he's amazing. Really hope you guys liked it, too. It's about that time that I need to wrap up my show. Thank you all so much for tuning in today and hearing all of these amazing cover artists that I'm trying to promote and listening to me and all of the whatever I've been saying. If you've liked what you've been hearing, make sure to tune in next week to my second episode of Uncovered. I'll be playing 3 more covers for you guys, including covers of Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud, Adele's Make You Feel My Love, and Arctic Monkeys' Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High, as well as a new celebrity cover with the one and only Miley Cyrus. For now, remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you've been listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.